is the metal vent pipe on your roof. The male Wilson's snipe creates a magical flute-like sound in flight, fluttering its wings to direct the flow of air over outspread tail feathers. Listen to this American crow. It makes this clattering sound by rattling the edges of its bill together. And an American bittern's comical burps are, well, burps, made by swallowing air and then releasing it. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Hello and welcome. This is Earth Riot Radio. I'm Reverend Billy, speaking to you from the Church of Stop Shopping here in New York City. You know, we always, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, we have our Earth Church service. Post-religious, secular, very earthy, pray to the earth, baby, sing to the earth, earth-a-lujah. And this week, and last week, however, we won't be out on Avenue C in our usual storefront. We'll be in, kind of between the East and West Village on Lafayette Street. And Joe's Pub at the Public Theater is where we're this last couple weeks. It's only a couple blocks from the Broadway Lafayette subway station where Jordan Neely was strangled by an ex-Marine, son of an NYPD cop named Daniel Penny. And he was not arrested for a long, long time, but it was utterly clear from the videotapes that it was an execution of a gentle artist who imitated Michael Jackson, had a great act, moonwalked through the tunnels of our subways, and deserved every dollar bill that he got from us. Now Jordan is dead. And we need to have justice for Jordan, but we need peace. We need people to deal with each other gently. We need resolutions. If somebody's in despair and shouting, don't kill them. Shout with them. Find a way to harmonize with them. Find a way to comfort them. We've got to help each other when one of us is in despair. Somebody give me an earth-a-lujah here today.
I'm a cop.
A tree is the opposite.
I'm a cop.
A tree.
opposite of a cop. A tree is the 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 opposite of a cop. Hey!
Hey!
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
To devise some kind of method or strategy to offset some of the events or repetition of the events that have taken place here in Los Angeles recently, we have to go to the root. We have to go to the cause. Dealing with the condition itself is not enough. And it is because of our effort toward getting straight to the root that people oftentimes think we are dealing in hate. We are oppressed. We are exploited. We are downtrodden. We are denied not only civil rights, but even human rights. So the only way we're going to get some of this oppression and exploitation away from us or aside from us is come together against a common enemy. Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin to such extent that you bleach to get like the white man? Who taught you to hate the shape of your nose and the shape of your lips? Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet? Who taught you to hate your own kind? Who taught you to hate the race that you belong to? So much so that you don't want to be around each other.
A bad dream. He pulls the trigger.
because you walk by me, and I walk by you. Everyone we've ever loved is walking by too, because the air around you moves like light. I gather the four walls and fall with the night, because the hours were ours, time carries the part. Our quiet wildness is the beat of our hearts. The rest of my life is flying by yours, the lives of our body shake through the doors, because you walk by me and I walk by you. Everyone we've ever loved is walking by too, because the air around you moves like light. I gather the four walls and fall with the night, because the hours were ours, time carries the part. Our quiet wildness is the beat of our hearts. The rest of my life is kind of the hours were ours, time carries the part. Our quiet wildness is the beat of our heart.
And back again. I got a quote for you here. A quotation. A wise one. Are you ready? The universe is a communion of subjects, not a collection of objects. One more time. The universe is a communion of subjects, not a collection of objects. All right? That is saying to us, don't let professionals and academics push you into assessing the world in issues, framing the outside universe as you confront it, confronting it and framing it, cutting it into squares, isolating different parts of the universe from one another. Those are false borders. Take it all in as an ecosystem, all the complexities at once, amen? That's living issues, living by issues, separating issues. That's monetized knowledge, another form of consumerism, cutting things into separate morals. Emotions separated. No, that's just obeying the market. You're this, you're that, you're worth this, you're worth that. Monetizing is separating. All right, you ready? The universe is a communion of subjects, not a collection of objects. A communion of subjects, not a collection of objects. Now, don't let anybody talk you into separating the fight for equality and the fight for protecting all of life. Fighting racism and fighting climate violence, they're the same fight. Collapse the walls, the expectations, the assumptions, the prejudices. Ask yourself how you can become a radical, how you can access your own personal radicalism you got inside of you. We all have it. It's there. And emerge ready. Step into public space. Ready to break the Marines' chokehold. Come into public space with a hot, fierce kind of peace. Are you with me? Somebody give me a
love-a-loo.
Amen.
How many times must the cannonballs blow before they're forever banned? just doesn't see the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times can a man look up?
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Historical records have long suggested that medieval Norse colonists on Greenland around 1450 AD relied on imported materials such as iron and wood. Until now, it has not been fully recognized where these imports of wood came from. Archaeologists have used wood taxa analysis to distinguish between imported, drift, and native wood from five Norse farmsteads on Greenland. Radiocarbon dating shows that the Norse acquired wood from the east coast of North America. The sagas indicate that the explorers brought back timber from Vinland, as the North American continent was known, to Greenland. Driftwood made up over 50% of the Norse constructions. Sea levels along the U.S. southeast and Gulf coasts have been rapidly accelerating, reaching record-breaking rates over the past 12 years. Scientists report a rise of about a half an inch per year since 2010. They attribute the acceleration to the compounding effects of man-made climate change and natural climate variability. These rapid rates are unprecedented, and they have been three times higher than the global average over the same period. Researchers have discovered that in the exotic conditions of the early universe, waves of gravity may have shaken space-time so hard that they spontaneously created visible radiation, also known as light. The physical concept of resonance surrounds us in everyday life. When you're sitting on a swing and want to go higher, you naturally start pumping your legs back and forth. You very quickly find the exact right rhythm to make the swing go higher. If you go off rhythm, then the swing stops going higher. This particular kind of phenomenon is known in physics as a parametric resonance. Perhaps the most dramatic event to occur in the entire history of the universe was inflation. This is a hypothetical event that took place when our universe was less than a second old. During inflation, our cosmos swelled to dramatic proportions, becoming many orders of magnitude larger than it was before. The regions of intense gravity may have excited the electromagnetic field enough to release some of its energy in the form of radiation, creating light. The end of inflation created gravitational waves that sloshed back and forth throughout the cosmos. This result gives rise to an entirely new phenomenon, the production of light from gravity alone. Researchers from Sydney have been using a network of underwater listening devices to keep tabs on pygmy blue whales off the coast of Western Australia. Their recent study analyzed nearly two decades of continuous underwater recordings to see whether their calls correspond with environmental changes. They found the variability of whale call detection was linked to the climatic phenomenon La Niña. The findings suggest climate cycles may influence the migration of the pygmy blue whale in the eastern Indian Ocean, which may have important implications for their conservation. The number of song detections during La Niña years is up to 10 times more than those in El Niño or neutral years, which indicates these whales respond to changes in climate cycles. Kenya's first Earth observation satellite was launched into space after two scrubbed attempts. Kenya's satellite will fly over the country every 4 days and gather data for agriculture, land, and environment monitoring, according to the Kenya Space Agency. As of the end of 2022, 14 African countries had launched a total of 52 satellites, according to consulting firm Space Hubs Africa. Dry spells known as flash droughts, with a surprisingly rapid onset and often devastating impact, are becoming more frequent as human activity warms the planet. Though droughts are generally thought of as long-term phenomenon, some can occur quite suddenly in a matter of weeks under certain conditions. Global warming is a recipe for increasing those special conditions around the world, creating in certain areas a decrease in precipitation and increased evaporation. Both flash and slow droughts are increasing, but flash droughts are increasing more quickly, especially over Europe, North and East Asia, the Sahel, and west coast of South America. Humans hunted giant snails on the way to becoming an apex predator. Giant African land snails were systematically brought to a border cave site in eastern South Africa, then roasted and consumed, starting from 170,000 years ago in a practice that continued for 100,000 years. The border cave site is located on a cliff and is home to some of the oldest fossils found of anatomically modern humans. Intermittent human habitation of the cave started 227,000 years ago and continued as recently as 600 years ago. Archaeologists have found some of the earliest evidence of symbolism there, as well as beads, tools, burials, and the construction of grass beds. Snails are an excellent source of nutrients. They are slow-moving, easy to hunt, and could have been stored alive in the cave for some time before being consumed. But they are safest to eat when cooked. The Emirati astronaut Sultan Al-Nayadi stepped out of the International Space Station for the first spacewalk by an Arab astronaut, a moment heralded by the UAE as a milestone. After years of sustained drought, California has recently experienced record-breaking winter precipitation that triggered a flower superbloom event in the area. The vibrant orange and yellow colors of poppies and wildflowers in bloom are so abundant they can be seen from space. Mainland Spain and Portugal broke temperature records for April as both nations wilt in an unusually early heat wave that has raised the risk of wildfires. The mercury hit 38.8 degrees Celsius in the airport in Spain's southern city of Cordoba. In neighboring Portugal, temperatures in the central town of Mora reached 36.9 degrees Celsius on Thursday, breaking the record of 36 degrees set in April 1945 in the northeastern town of Pinhão. The unusually early heat wave has been driven by a mass of very hot and dry air coming from Africa. The scorching temperatures have prompted warnings about the high risk of wildfires and worsened drought conditions that have already led some farmers in Spain not to sow seeds at all this year. Blazes have ravaged some 54,000 hectares of land so far this year in Spain, compared with just over 17,000 hectares during the same time in 2022. This year is already shaping up to be another bad one for glaciers in the Swiss Alps, with the snowpack covering them around 30% below the 10-year average, according to scientists tracking their decline. And the world's oceans have suddenly spiked much hotter and well above record levels in the last few weeks, with scientists trying to figure out what it means and whether it forecasts a surge in atmospheric warming. Some researchers think the jump in sea surface temperature stems from a brewing and possibly strong natural El Niño warming weather condition, plus a rebound from 3 years of a cooling La Niña, all on top of steady global warming that is heating deeper water below. Since the last El Niño 7 years ago, global heat ocean content has increased 0.4 degrees Celsius, which may not sound like a lot, but is actually a tremendous amount of energy. It's about 30 to 40 zettajoules of heat, which is the energy equivalent of hundreds of millions of atomic bombs the size that leveled Hiroshima. And now, the sounds of extinction. The completely unique wolf-like Tasmanian tigers that thrived on the island of Tasmania before they went extinct in 1936 may have survived in the wilderness for far longer than previously thought. New research suggests. There is also a small possibility they are still alive today, experts say. Tasmanian tigers, also known as thylacines, were carnivorous marsupials with distinctive stripes on the lower back. The species was originally found across Australia, but disappeared from the mainland roughly 3,000 years ago due to human persecution. It persisted on the island of Tasmania until a government bounty introduced by the first European settlers in the 1880s destroyed the population and drove the species to extinction. Scientists say thylacines probably survived in the wild until the 1980s, with a small chance they could still be hiding somewhere today in the vast wilderness of Tasmania. One thing that's so interesting about the thylacine is how it evolved to look so much like a wolf and so different to other marsupials. Because of this, it is very hard to tell the difference at a distance between a thylacine and a dog. This is likely why we still continue to have so many sightings despite never finding a dead animal or unequivocal picture. And hear the sounds of the Tasmanian tiger, recorded in captivity almost 100 years ago.
Earthalluia, Reverend Billy here, and it's time to sign off for this week. Thank you for being with us on this 29-minute adventure into new ways to defend the Earth. Jason Candler, our editor, thank you. The Fiery Eagles of Justice on that Shooting the Whale song. And we have, of course, Savitri D on the news. Savitri also composed the Now Bird song, Hey Hey, Woo Woo Woo, which is a central part of our performance at Joe's Pub here in New York City, which you're welcome to come to. Well, you can live stream it. We're sold out, but you can live stream it on revbilly.com. Come to our website, and we'll have that live link for you. We have Joan Baez to thank, and Malcolm X, and Bob Dylan. We have some well, Joan, if you're listening, we thank you. Joan Baez is one of our supporters, and we've performed with her several times over the years. Joan, a great peace activist. And that's it for Earth Riot this week. Have a safe and wild week. With your direct action, Earthalluia.